Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go to Steve in New Orleans. Steve, you're in the huddle with Mike and Bobby.
Hello.
Hey, what
go
you
ahead,
got?
Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
How you doing, Bobby?
All right, what you got, man?
The Saints offensive line, man. I'm concerned about Penny, man. I can't see a number one draft pick cannot move his feet. A number one draft pick cannot move his feet. And I saw it again last night. Give me your take.
Better last night. Oh, okay, no, he did better. Now, he was terrible against the Cardinals. But he did do better, right. So it's baby steps. He did do better, but I don't know if it's going to be good enough for the regular season.
When he goes up against real ones,
that's the issue. Yeah, when you go against not just camp bodies or guys trying to make a team, but dominant players. No, that could be very discouraging and crush your confidence. No, I'm excited or proud of Trevor Penning that he's not giving up the ghost. He's still fighting, but it doesn't matter who you're blocking. So I'm going to leave it at that.
But Bobby, a number one draft pick, Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen chose this man number one. Who's scouting for these people?
Well, I think Mickey Loomis trusts Jeff
Ireland.
And I would say two guys. And you know who's even worse than Trevor Penning right now? Isaiah Foskey. Oh, my God. Did Isaiah Foskey play at Notre Dame, or is that a different guy? I mean, he wouldn't even like block. You can't have containment. Isaiah Foskey, I mean, did he really play at Notre Dame, or did he play at some directional school?
No, he played at Notre Dame.
No. To me, Mike, I think Isaiah Foskey, now you have to look where you drafted, but it's relatively close. Now, no first or second round, whatever. Both those guys got to work out. Isaiah Foskey. Now, let me tell you, Peyton Turner needs to realize that it's tackle football.
It ain't no flag football.
Well, it's not like in practice
that
you whip the guy trying to block you, and then you run by the quarterback. Oh, I got him down. No, in the game, you got to get him down. He should have had two sacks. He's like, what he was tackling, like a mirage, a ghost? I mean, I was like, you got to be kidding me. So look where Peyton Turner was drafted. I mean, at least Davenport, when he was playing, he would have gotten the quarterback down. So I look, as disappointing as Trevor Penning has been, so has been Peyton Turner and then Isaiah Foskey. I mean, they all been pooty. Well, pooty means like they're rotten, they're not too good.
Okay, Peyton Turner was in a position to make about four plays last night.
Two out of for
four,
sure. Two
one sack. He made. He made one play. Okay, this is not two-hand touch. You got to be able to bring the guy down. And on one play, Dobbs almost gave him two shots at it to get after him.
If you look at Isaiah Foskey's played two games, they're giving him a lot of reps in the Cardinals and 49ers, and he has one tackle. No quarterback hurries, no tackles for a loss, no sack. Then Peyton Turner end up with a tackle. No, Mike, I'm not now all death. Could just one of them work out? It don't even have to be both of them. Because I'll look what we have on the edge. We got Carl Granderson. We got Chase Young. Right now, you got Cam Jordan.
Of the two, though, who has shown up more? It's been Peyton.
Oh, Peyton Turner. No, because Isaiah Foskey. I don't know if he could even beat the block. No, they weren't even blocking him, and he couldn't make the play. No, his confidence got to be down, too.
Man, it is really bad at this stage. But you know what?
He got to go play for the St. Louis Battlehawks.
I told this to Tommy this morning. Okay, people say, well, it's not fair that these early-round picks get more chances than the late-round picks. Well, life ain't fair in a lot of situations, but you've spent a lot of money, a lot of time. You're going to give that guy more chances than you would the late-round pick, a free agent.
Well, that goes back to the 80s.
To a point where you got to cut it.
Yeah, that goes back to the 80s, even Sean Knight, when Jim Finks drafted Sean Knight.
How many places he went.
And Ricky Jackson's looking like, Sean Knight? I mean, you know why? The only thing I could figure out maybe how maybe Sean Knight made plays at BYU, because that Jason Buck. Who went to the Cincinnati Bengals. And
he was a good player.
And they were more, not great, but good. More worried about him than Sean Knight. So that's how they had the numbers. I remember Ricky telling me, like, Bobby, What in the hell? There's no way this guy can play on the Dome Patrol defense.
Then they trade him to Denver to get Ted Gregory, and you realize how small Ted Gregory was
Ted
as a player.
Gregory was on steroids, and I was still bigger than him. And he's playing the defensive interior from Syracuse.
So they swap both bad picks.
Bad pick for bad pick. And I want to say, Sean Knight, they'll give you 4 or 5 years. I think he went like Saints, Broncos, Vikings or something.
Then he went play for a while. I think maybe.
Mike, I don't know. All I know is they'll give you a chance. If you
NFL Europe.
No, Trevor. Yeah. If Trevor Penning, you know what I say with Trevor Penning? And I've said this for a year and a half. I told Charlie and Steve this about almost 1 a.m. last night or 12:30 somewhere, when I was only 64, for half an hour or whatever, because it's August 19th. I said Trevor Penning about a year and a half ago that they're not going to give up on him if you don't make it at right tackle. You know what? We still don't know the left guard. We're going with Lucas Patrick. I mean, you might say the last hurrah like Jim Dombrowski. Okay, he was number one draft pick, didn't work out at tackle, but he was an outstanding offensive guard, had double-digit career. So it might end up Trevor Penning might have to see if he can work out at guard. And then if he doesn't, then you get rid of him.
Bob, I think the circumstances are a little bit different. Dombrowski was a good technician and a mechanic out on the field. What I see with Trevor is he's the athlete who's getting by on being bigger, stronger, a little quicker, and he's not the technician. He's not the mechanic. So if you move him inside, the same issues you have at tackle are going to show up at guard.
Well, the only thing you can't beat off the edge if you had guard because you got a tackle on one side, you got the center. And a good center like McCoy can always punch. And it's almost like helping on a play, like when if you're on a tackle, then you have the tight end or the running back chipping. You understand what I'm saying? The center is not necessarily worried about the guy you got to block, but he could still get a hand on there, and it's more compacted. No, Mike, I'm telling you, it's way harder to play tackle than guard.
Oh, it is, but if you're not mechanically sound at tackle, just kicking you inside is not going to solve your issues.
Well, they're not going to give up on him. I think before the Saints would get rid of him,
may put him.
You got two strikes on your left tackle, right tackle. Go play. Try and play guard now.